From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. A famed research farm is seeking financial assistance, the commonplace practice in California of applying precise water to individual plants rather than broadcasting with sprinklers, may not have taken off if not for the research trials at the Nichols Soil Lab in Colusa County. The privately owned company is often credited with helping propel the state's tree nut industry to the powerhouse it is today. Now, as almond and walnut prices plunge, research funding is depleted. The USDA announced the Food for Progress Priority Countries for 2024 that aims to help developing countries and emerging democracies modernize and strengthen their ag practices. This year, Food for Progress anticipates awarding 7 new cooperative agreements with 3 to 5 year projects. Priority countries include Benin, Cambodia, Madagascar, Rwanda, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, and Tunisia. Past projects have trained farmers in animal and plant health, improved farming methods, and developed road and utility systems. The United States Cattlemen's Association calls USDA's final voluntary product of USA rule a victory. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the rule last week. USCA has worked tirelessly to clarify years of confusion at the consumer level regarding the labeling of U.S. beef products. USCA President Justin Tupper says they're thrilled the final rule finally and accurately defines what these origin claims mean.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.